praise God. Years ago, in the old days, I say in the old days, because Brother Marcus ain't that old, but I don't feel it that anyway. But back in the days, I remember seeing an interview with Oral Roberts about salvation. And I think it was maybe 70s, 80s maybe. And, of course, I've seen it in the last 10, 15 years, but he was talking about how did he know he was saved. And he said, I know that I know that I know. And I did not catch the revelation then of what the great man of God was referring to. Because when I saw the interview, I was such a young babe in Christ, and even to this day, there's still some areas that I'm young in, praise God. But he said that he knew, hallelujah. And so I didn't catch the revelation of it until I heard his testimony. And very powerful testimony. If ever get the pleasure of hearing the man of God's testimony, very powerful, just as each and every last one of yours are. And so I was sitting here today, and as I was trying to rest. Calm my mind and calm my spirit enough to hear from the Holy Spirit. He began to impress upon me about blessed assurances and knowing that you are in the land, you are in the kingdom. Because the greatest attack or where the enemy seeps in or tries to really get us, all he can get us if he can just get us to doubt. If he can just get, and I know it seems so simple, and it is, but if I can just get you to doubt, I can influence, I can take down the whole house. I can just get you to doubt. Praise God. And like I said, this is going to be a simple word, but it'll make more sense here in a minute. And so as I'm really just getting quiet, the Holy Spirit began to minister to me about why is doubt the biggest why is that the biggest fight in the place of doubt? Because our lifeline and any potential of reaching destiny has to come through the place of faith, period. Has to come through the channel of faith, of belief. And everybody here has a belief system, whether it be through the Spirit of God, or by the Spirit of God, or some other spirit, or through our experiences, and see, we have confidence in things that we know. Praise God. I did not always have confidence in my situation, but I had the confidence in the God of my situation. See what I'm saying? I knew God, hallelujah, and he knew me. And just as you know God, and he knows you, hallelujah. And this will asphyxiate doubt when you are confident in your God. Regardless if you know how the situation is going to end up, you got confidence in your God of your situation. And here is the changing not just of our throat, but the magnification of the God of Israel in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you asphyxiate and you choke mm-hmm. out the enemy. Hallelujah.
Chicken tortilla.
With your faith. Hallelujah.
I'm passing broccoli for you.
Thank the God. Can y'all please mute y'all's phone for me? Hallelujah. Praise God. And so confident, and this is why I love testimony. And I started tonight about talking about testimony, because testimonies breed confidence. You listen to anything too long, it consumes you, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. You listen to foolishness long, you become foolish. You can always tell how somebody moves but by what they're listening to. Hallelujah. And it is at a critical juncture, thanks of God, that you know your God is a healer. It is at a critical juncture that you know that your God is a deliverer. I can tell you the enemy knows, but he's fighting for you not to know this. He is blazing his fiery darts at you to get you to doubt what you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is not self-help, not good speech or a good orator. It is the stake, and it is the absolute building, placing your thoughts and your heart in the foundation of the Holy Ghost and in the Word of God that breathes, hallelujah, that causes you to take over the territory, not in your life, not just in your life, in your lineage, and in the sphere of influence, and grasp upon your destiny. Thank you. Your destiny is not left up to chance. There is no confidence in chance. It is not, oh, well, this, that, you've got to know your God. It is not, your destiny is not hinged, and I'm here to tell you, not in the selection. It is in the knowing of your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the enemy knows who his enemy is. The enemy knows who his enemy is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all turn with me to Acts 19 and 11. Acts 19 and 11. And we're not going to read too many of these. And the title of this message is, I Know. I Know. I tried to, there was a few weeks ago, I tried to come from the text, this text, thanks of God, and many of you, I'm pretty sure, have ingratiated yourself in this passage, but it is extremely, extremely important. All the passages is, you know, Brother Marcus says that every week, but this is extremely important. For people to understand is that you're looking for the anointing to be placed on the outside or anointed by man. I promise you, saints of God, man is looking to give you the crown of thorns. You don't, and that's not a bad thing, because the crown of thorns, it was a setup for the crown of glory. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to get into all that tonight, thanks of God. but you're looking for endorsement from man. And that's how they endorsed Jesus, was by killing him. And then God said, my turn, that you can't kill the living God. Hallelujah. The anointing is not worn, it's lived. The anointing is not in your robes. It is not in your stage. It is not in your microphone. It is God-given. And you must have confidence. And authority comes from confidence. Hallelujah. I got saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit in a living room of a house that I was at the time living on a couch. I was in between surgeries on my leg, and I was seemingly destitute and broken and broke. But I was watching T.D. Jakes, and I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. But all these things were true. But God said I had to make room for the real deal. Do you think your circumstances, because God has not come through? No, God is making room for the real deal. Hallelujah. You notice God, the Apostle Paul tells us, as we look, some say, look towards the mark of the high calling. If you think your anointing is low, is in what you wear, what you drive, your calling ain't too high. Or you're listening to something lower than your calling. And I'm not here to, because God can bless you with those things. But I'm just here to show you what you have been made and molded into to be saints of God, world changers. See, the enemy can spot a fake quickly. He's not scared of a fake. So quoting scripture, thank God you know it. But standing on scripture are two different things. Let's go to the word today. It's I know. Be thanks of God in this time. You have got to know what you're working with. You have to know. Because you will be tested on what you believe. There is not a believer, not a professing Christian. The rain falls on the just as the unjust. You will be tested on what you believe. Hallelujah. And it will be lonely at times. And you will be seemingly the only one standing, but I promise you, you might be the only one, but you are not in the loser's bracket, I guarantee. Hallelujah. Your vision will not be respected, and it will not be celebrated by everybody, and that's a good thing, I promise you. Because if you have too many supporters or celebrators, then you'll lean on their applause and their praise, not the vision that God has given. Prophets oftentimes walked alone. When David was anointed, he was not even acknowledged. See, the things of things of the world, or the sight of the world, or the understanding of the world, does not respect the things of God. I don't want to be a country club Christian. God has not called us to be country club Christian. He's called you to be a blood-bought, prayer-walking, anointing-using, authority-led man and woman of God to take back our families, to take back our territory, hallelujah, and walk forth in the will and the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Marcus never makes his experience the gospel, because the gospel made, hallelujah, my experience. And gave me revelation in my experience. It's a dangerous thing to think that you are the only one that's walking with God, or your life is the only one that is, or your life supplants the walk of God, if that makes sense. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all turn with me. We're going to get, well, Marcus is stirred. We stirred tonight, praise God. We're going to take back some territory tonight, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Acts 19 and 11. Hallelujah. Far too long we talk strong when we don't have the problem. We succumb when we have the testing. We bow out when we have the testing. Hallelujah. So it's not just about getting ready, it's staying ready. Because where you think it's an opportunity, God sees it as a place to magnify his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts 19 and 11. I know y'all are familiar with this story, but we're gonna walk it down a little bit tonight. Excited. Title of this message is I Know. I Know. Praise God. 19 and 11. The Bible says, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Tell the enemy, I'm a special miracle. So God is using this Christian killer, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. This is a man walking in his authority. Everything he touches has authority. Everything that is within his sphere has authority. Saints of God, can I tell you, this is not just about you being walking in authority. This is about arming your household in authority. This is about teaching your children about walking in their authority. This is not about pride. This is not about a place of supremacy. Hallelujah. This is about a place in the kingdom. Although you will walk in supremacy, but not to squash people, but to raise them up. Everything the man of God is touching, hallelujah, the enemy had no, he had no entry into. He could not. Everything he touched had authority. Now imagine that. A handkerchief expelling diseases that the man of God took. Oh, man. A life of submission unto God will cause you to walk in authority in everything you touch. This is why you come on the job in the back door. Before you know it, God has promoted you into the big office. I'm here to tell you, it happened. When you walk in authority, things succumb to you. But God has to teach us how to use that authority. It is not to squash people. It is to raise them up. Ah. Oh. Man, hallelujah. and the aprons and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Hallelujah. Walking in authority. Can I tell you, the authority of God cannot be manufactured. Nothing against. I have nothing against seminary. I have nothing against, hey, whatever you, however you led, however God leads you, and this is not an indictment, but you cannot live a life of authority being submitted. And I mean, and I'm talking about living in a life of fear, in a submission to the enemy's tactics. You cannot. Hallelujah. Now, God gives us wisdom to navigate situations, but he never, hallelujah, your wisdom will never cause you to bow to the enemy. The wisdom that God gives you will never cause you to bow to the enemy. Hallelujah. See, when you know, the Bible tells us to walk in the grace and the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, revelation starts in the know. Hallelujah. They departed from him, and the evil spirit went out of them. Now watch this. There are certain of the vagabond Jews, and y'all know what a vagabond is. Exorcists. Cheaters. These are the manipulators. These are operating in the spirit legally by the enemy. They have access and they operate legally through the enemy, but illegally in the kingdom of God. And took upon them to call over which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. So they are fighting the enemy with his own devices. I didn't call them exorcists, the Bible did. Vagabond, meaning orphan, no covering, no connection. Jews looked the part, but they were vagabonds. Oh, bless the vagabonds. Praise God. And did y'all know what a vagabond, the spirit of a vagabond is? Praise God. Now, this is a teaching that that can go a little further than this, but for time's sake, we'll get to that another day. But the definition of a vagabond is a person who wanders from place to place without a home or a job. So they have no covering, and guess what? No ordained purpose. Oh, the vagabond, the opportunist, and they're oftentimes copycats because they don't have any connection to the kingdom, and they have no connection to God, wandering place to place, walking in no authority, living by chance, living by, quote-unquote, in their minds, opportunities. I see vagabonds even in the church. But we're not gonna get into that today. Vagabonds have no connection. Jesus put it this way. He said, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. He said, the servants know not what the master is doing. He said, you're no longer just serving. I'm going to give you why you're serving, what you're serving. I'm going to let you in on it. Hallelujah. The secret of the kingdom. But you will never, if you are walking in authority, I promise you, you are going to attract vagabonds. Hallelujah. And dabbling in, attempting to exercise authority that you don't have is a very dangerous. And I'm talking to the church now. The world, the world walks in violation, in ignorance. But these are illegal. They're trying to do something that they don't have or walk into, counterfeit. And this is dangerous, thank God. Very dangerous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so they took upon themselves a task that they're not suited, ordained, nor have the authority to complete. And he says, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. You can never have a relationship, and my mama used to always tell us this, you can't have a relationship with God through me. She used to always say, you got to get your own Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you, saints of God, you will stay defeated and you will stay whooped and if you do not get your own Word of God and your own Holy Ghost and your own, hallelujah, relationship with God. See, they tied Paul to him. They saw the glory on his life. And they thought in their own depraved understanding that I can do it too. I can do it. Watch this thing. Oh, you got to know your God in this hour. You can't live your walk through Tuesday night, through Sunday nights. You can't live your walk through the prophecies of a prophet. You got to live your walk through the Holy Spirit, saints of God. I don't despise prophets. We do it all the time. We're gifted. God has gifted many great men and women of God on this line. But I'm telling you, saints of God, this is a time where you will not get by acting. You have to know what you are walking with. You have to know your Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, and I'm going to read this one more time. I'm going to let this sink in. Then certain of the vagabond, Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, chief of the priest. He didn't say just the priest, chief of the priest, which did so. Now here's a high priest and his son. They have the, and I can, and when I see this picture, I see him wearing the robe, lighting the incense. He was a chief priest, so he was a man of prominence. He was a man of stature. But just because you're a man of prominence or a woman of God of prominence, and of stature don't mean you walk in authority. So they were ordained by man, but not anointed by God. Surely Sceva was in the line of Aaron, because you couldn't be a priest if you weren't, or a Levite, rather. And just because I'm Missionary McIntosh's son don't mean I walk in the authority she did. Hallelujah. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. So they're trying to execute power, or they're trying to make power move with no backing, with no authority. Oh, dangerous. Because you see, saints of God, I can't really teach on, do this passage justice tonight. But the spirit realm, how it operates and how the kingdom operates, if God has not given it to you, you don't have it. Simple and plain and simple. So when you walk in the Spirit, you don't put in place, when you walk by the Spirit, you'll never be put in a place that God has not ordained you to have victory in. So counterfeits always grab and look for opportunities. They never walk into anything. They're hustlers. They got all the garb, got the lineage, got the stature, but don't have the authority. It says, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul called, preacheth. Watch this. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, Jew, and the chief of priests, which did so. And here's where it gets, the rubber meets the road. This will happen in every believer's life. Not this certain scenario, but there will come a time when you will be tested for what you are standing on. And the evil priest answered and said, or the evil spirit answered, because, you know, they talk too. Said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Notice spirits only respect authority. They only know authority. They don't know anything else. See, the enemy knows who his enemy is. The enemy knows. God knows, and the enemy knows also. So you get a little insight here how what the enemy respects, what the enemy fears, what the enemy folds to. It is the authority. And with that, you will never have authority without discipline. Far too long we're hollering, well, it is what it is. No, your belief is what it is. But that can change. Hallelujah. Far too long we're settling for what we should be sending on their way, on its way. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Hallelujah. They were stripped. They were stripped. They were stripped. It overcame them. And this is what happened, saints of God. The saints. When we take on a vagabond spirit and everything is for show and how it looks and who is exalting me, baby, you better get on that. You better get in your prayer closet and put on your armor, because this is not a game. The enemy is causing people to bow every day, stripping them, prevailing against them, wounding them. We should be running the enemy, him not running us. It's time to know. It's been past time to know. Hallelujah. Now watch this. It prevailed. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on all of them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that were believed came, confessed, and showed their deeds. Now, in the same snapshot, you see a defeat, but even in the defeat, you see the victory of God. Don't ever think that somebody's acting, or they're not, their insincerity or their not being legit is going to affect God from being God. Hallelujah. It is not going to stop God from being God. Just because somebody has gotten so far, or something has prevailed against somebody else who looks religious or looks this, hallelujah, that doesn't mean that's your portion, saints of God. The authority belongs to you. Not that you're owed it. He died for you to have life, and life more abundantly. And living scared and being scared is not abundant life. But Jesus and the power thereof can break that spirit of fear, that spirit of defeat. Because the truth be told, before they even encountered the evil spirit, they were already defeated. That just exposed the spiritual reality that they were in. But that's not going to stop God. The fear fell on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was magnified. Hallelujah. Saints of God, your confidence in your knowing magnified the name of Jesus. Can I tell you tonight, saints of God, I can't speak for other preachers. I would never do that. I would never speak for other denomination. I'd never speak for another believer. But I can tell you this, saints of God, that I received more, and I went through a lot when I was unrepentant, in an unrepentant state. But I've been through maybe 20, 30, maybe even 50 more times things that I've experienced being saved than I was unsaved. Because the enemy is going to challenge or try to challenge your faith, and he is going to get you to doubt or try to get you to doubt the authority you walk in. But a righteous man falls 7 times and he gets back up. Just don't let go of Jesus. So one man defeated the sons of Sceva, where they should have, where people would think they got answers. Just because the answers had not fallen where you thought they would, or deliverance had, or this person or experienced that doesn't mean that's your portion, thanks to God. Just because my family's been doing this for so long, don't mean that's your portion, thanks to God. You have got to know we know pain, we know disappointment. Everybody has been well versed in that language. But I'm here to tell you, saints of God, you have got to know your Jesus. We come on Tuesday after Tuesday. Y'all go to church Sunday after Sunday or whenever you congregate to worship. But saints of God, if you want to take back your family, if you want to take back your destiny, because we are leaving things to, well, this is what it is. You have got to walk in that authority. You have got to know, saints of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to stop right there, saints of God. We're going to stop right there. I pray this word was a blessing to you. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries. Praise God. You are of the promised seed, saints. Not the practicing seed, but of the promised seed. Our influence and our righteousness, should always be metastasizing, should always be growing. Our confidence should always be growing. Delivering, setting free, healing. If the enemy doesn't know you, I'm scared of that. You should expect warfare, but you should also expect victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to stop right there, Shane. We're going to stop right there. Praise God. I pray this word was a blessing to you. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries. We are riding shotgun with the enemy driving. And this is no more, saints of God. This is no more. Hallelujah. He has taken over too much. He has taken up too much in our household. He has taken up too much space in our minds and our hearts. No more, saints of God.